Praise his wonderful name. So I thank God that he's allowed us to go into an environment that we have the capability and comfortability of being able to learn something about God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In this walk of life that we are currently in, we should want to learn how to activate, and I'm using this word, activate and recognize the essence of God in our lives daily. That means that you should be able to see and recognize the functioning of God all around you daily. Amen. I'm not talking about learning. This isn't a sermon about learning how to activate the power of God. That is a totally, completely different sermon. I'm talking about the essence of God. When you move throughout the land of life and you feel and know that God is with you everywhere that you're going, you're recognizing, you're understanding, your talk, your speech, your habits, your attitudes are showing you God is step by step with me in each thing that I do. Amen.
Amen.
The song that we just went over, it seemed like a long song, but he was saying it over and over. Every praise, hallelujah, every praise. That means you're thanking God constantly and continually about everything and every circumstance. That is the good and the bad. You're thanking God. You're giving praise to God. You're wondering, hey, Lord, you're right there. We think about that word, praise. What does it mean? What does praise mean? So I looked it up. I like looking up things. So it says, to express a warm approval or admiration of. To express. That means it comes out. A warm approval or admiration of. I mean, baby, I love you. Warm admiration of. You feel good about it, amen? It says you commend, express admiration, applaud, pay tribute to, speak highly of, eulogize, compliment, congratulate, sing the praises of, rave about, go into raptures about, heap praises on. All of these things fall into that praise, the definition of it, how we show it, how we demonstrate it, how it goes forth in what we're doing daily. But the fun thing about understanding praise in God is you got to first find out how you feel about God. How do you feel about God? I mean, do you have that attitude about God? About you want to praise God? Do you have a servitude attitude where you're thankful to God? You know, I mean, you gotta have, and get this. You got to have a mindset that is thankful to be praising God. Meaning I'm glad that God is in my life. Some people, you know, they type people that I praise God when I need something. I praise God when he do something for me. I praise God when I see that he didn't help me out of some jam. I praise God because I go to church on Sunday. I praise God because, you know, I'm part of the choir. Praise God, you know, I praise when I go to service. Some people have that form of praise. I praise him when I'm around him. Now, if we understand God, then watch this here. Did you see that attitude? I praise him when I am around him. I mean, when I am around others, when I'm in the environment, when I'm in the mindset, when I'm up with the other Christian people and I'm doing the church thing, I praise God. I get into the hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Brother Ida, I pray, thank you, Lord, for, I praise God. When I'm around God. But the catch here is that if you understand God, you are around God in everywhere, everything that you do, amen.
Amen. See, no, you can't go nowhere where God is not there. You can't make one step when the presence of God is not in that step. So when you begin to understand this, step by take, God is a part of, then that means that you should praise God when you make that step, amen? Amen. Because you're acknowledging that my emotions, my environment, my speech is all a part of God. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to go over a few scriptures about the word of God and what it says about praise. The one scripture I want you to point your Bibles to is Philippians 4:4. I'm going to go over several others prior to getting there, but that's where we're going to conclude at. And Philippians is New Testament. Right before Colossians. Amen. But Psalms 33:1 says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. That's Psalms 33:1. Just you guys say it, Philippians. But for those of you that take notes on the scriptures, Psalms 33:1 is one that I just went over. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise is good for those that serve God. Those that are trying to get themselves together, those that have an interest and a desire to move and to communicate and to have God functioning and see the essence of God in their lives. Praise. It's good for them to have, amen. Psalms 32:11 says, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Be glad in the Lord. Be happy. Be delighted that you found fellowship in God. Be delighted that God has knocked on your door. See, what we fail to understand sometimes is that everybody does not get the knock. And do you know the knock I'm talking about? See, you may think that you sought God out, but you didn't seek God out. God sought you out. See, God said, I chose you. You may think you chose God, but you didn't choose God. God chose you. And there was a knocking. And sometimes he knocks for 50 years. But eventually, yes, Lord, you calling me? Is that you? Yeah, I've been trying to get your attention for 50 years. Let's talk. We should be glad that we eventually heard the knock. I understand that. There should be a sense of like, man, thank you, Jesus. Man, God, I'm glad that I heard you knocking. See, because had you not heard the knocking, there's no telling where you could have ended up. Had you not heard, because we can do some things to disguise the knocking. I can tell you from experience. He used to be knocking, and I said, Lord, would you please shut up? I'm not going to hear this. I don't want to do that. You think I'm driving, don't you? Mm-hmm. Man, let me give me a 40. I'm driving this 40. I ain't going to hear nothing. Let me give me some angel dust. Let me some angel. I ain't going to hear nothing. Let me give me some PCP. I ain't going to hear nothing. I ain't even worried about him knocking on my door. And you try to get away from him. See, because when you're raised in the church, you understand the commitment of the knock of God. And because you understand the commitment of the knock of God, then you want to run from the commitment. Because you don't want the commitment. You don't want to have God telling you, look, you need to be right. No, nothing. You need to be doing what God wants you to do. You don't want to hear that all the time. You don't want to hear, give me this.
problems. You don't want the chastisement of it. So you try to, I don't want to hear. I don't want that commitment. So I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear him knocking. Because I may accidentally answer. Oops, I opened the door. Yeah, you know, Julius, don't, you better stop. I opened the door and he came in and I didn't know it was coming in. He came in. Now he didn't came in. And it was, when he come in, he begins to talk to you. He begins to say things to you. He begins to speak a word into your mindset. And before you recognize, you're hearing things, you're learning things, you're understanding things. He said, well, God, what is it that you want of me? You wasn't ready for the commitment, but God was ready for you to have the commitment. Before you recognize it, you're committed, amen? Amen. Psalms 97, 12 says, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Giving thanks to God for the remembrance of what God has done for us. We think, you know, he's thinking of his holiness, the fact that he died on the cross for us, the fact that he shed his blood for us, the fact that he sacrificed himself for us, the fact that he lived on this earth as a human being and was able to abstain from sin. His holiness. We rejoice in that. These are things that we think about and we grab thanks for. Well, he walked here, he did this. Everybody else was running around getting drunk, getting high, but Jesus was not out there doing them type of things. But he was influenced by it. But he didn't partake in it. And that was the reasoning behind why it was necessary for him to walk here. I needed to show the people that I can do it as a mortal person. I can move. I can walk. I can talk. I can interact with people. But I ain't got to get down like that. I ain't got to have a sinful nature. So I needed to show them by proof and example that it could be done. So he did it. When we understand and learn that this was the reasoning behind it, then we appreciate him more. What he went through. Amen? Yeah. Now we get over to Philippians 4:4. Every one of these verses has been talking about rejoice and praise. And there's some words in here we're going to ID. Rejoice in the Lord. Always. And again, I say, rejoice. Be thankful in the Lord always. Be thankful in the Lord always. You see, rejoice, thankful. You see, praise, thankful. Always. No matter what it may look like, we've sung that. No matter how it looks like, no matter what it looks like, be thankful, rejoice. Lord, I'm on my way to prison. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Get me off the street. Oh. I may not understand, but I know there's a reason. And you may find that hard to believe, but you got to do it. You got to do it. Because we're not in control. We don't know what God got for us in prison. Well, what I got? I got work for you to do. But we go on, you know, and people do this. Trying to follow God and end up having to go to prison. Then all of a sudden you're mad because you had to go to prison and you try to forget God. Well, you don't go do the work that God sent you to do, because everywhere he's sending you, he got a work for you to do. That's not just prison. That's your job, your school, your environment. You may leave one school to go to another school. God got work for you to do at that school. You may leave one job to go to another job. God got work for you to do at that job. In everything, give praise to God. That means in everything that we're doing, we're giving it to God. Amen. Amen. He says, let your moderation be known unto all men. So immediately the first word pop up, moderation. If I ask somebody, moderation, what does that mean? Y'all all say, well, I don't know. Your moderation. That means when you used to do things. Well, I'll tell you a different dictionary say. The avoidance or exercise
or extremes. The avoidance of excess or extremes, especially in one's behavior or political opinions. Careful. No, I ain't got that far. Meaning that when you know that I'm avoiding doing this, let me give you an example here. Yo, you don't want to go out? Let's go. We at the work, man. Let's go get, you know, we're getting up early today. Let's go bar, get us a drink. You know, I used to work before, still working, but they used to say that when I was younger, you know. Mm-hmm. Man, it's Friday, man, we got paid, man. You go do this thing, man, you know. Well, see, the moderation is this. Man, I don't get on like that no more. I got God. He says, let it be known to men. Not just the fact that I'm not doing it no more, but why are you not doing it no more? Mm-hmm. See, this is the part that he wants you to express. I don't want to smoke weed no more, man. No, I follow Jesus, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can turn to Jesus, but whatever you want to be, man. I follow Jesus, but don't want to be doing it no more. I follow Jesus, man. Mm-hmm. I follow Jesus, man. That's how I'm getting down. I don't want to smoke. Man, you know, that little honey trying to push up my hand. Nah, man, I'm going to get down with you. I ain't going there. We cool. You got to be. I'm working with God right now. Mm-hmm. So when these temptations come up on you, or when things that you used to do, people know that you used to do these things. And this is the part that you want to get to. People know that you used to do these things. And they push up on you, hey, man, let's go do this. Well, God wants you to turn around and tell them, I don't do that no more because of him. Amen. Amen. See, he wants you, he says, let your moderation be known among men so that they understand why you do not do the things you do no more. Just don't say, I don't do it no more. I'm not smoking weed no more. Mm-hmm. I could have took 12-step program. See, God don't want nothing else getting the credit but him, amen? Amen. See, and that's the thing about God. He don't want the 12-step program getting his glory. Okay? He don't want, I went to this counseling over there and they getting his glory. He wants you to tell the fact that it was God that came in and changed me to what I am right now, amen? Amen. So that there's no misunderstanding as to what brought about the change in your life. Amen? Amen. And see, this is what we come to learn. We come to learn, how do we see God moving in our lives? Amen. He says, be careful. Now, we all think we just know what that means, huh? Be careful. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Mm-hmm. Be careful. Meaning making sure of the avoiding of potential dangers, mishaps, or harm. Cautious. You're cautious, you're heedful, you're alert, you're attentive, you're watchful, you're vigilant, you're on guard. You're paying attention. You're watching your environment. What's really happening here? See, when you're moving throughout the world that we live in, we need to be alert. We need to know who's trying to push up on us to get us to do something we shouldn't be doing. We can't just walk through life being dumb. Oh, I ain't know no better. I just did that because everybody else is doing that. We just want to fit in, so we do things. Be careful. Be alert. Be attentive. Make sure that you're up on what's about to really go down. Amen? Amen. Then he goes on and says, by prayer and supplication, is the action of asking or begging for something earnestly or humbly. So let's read that verse again. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. That means when you've got something going on and you want God to interact, to intervene, to come up, to help, to do something about it. He says there's a way that you go about doing it. It's this word he threw in there, supplication, that you honestly come into him. You're earnestly saying, Lord, but you're humbly getting down. And yes, Lord, I'm going through something. You don't come kicking on his door. God, man, when you going to do something about this issue? Does that sound like somebody humbly coming to God? See, there's a format to how you get God to react for you. You know, you got to come with a humble mind and a humble attitude. Earnestly, sincerely, Lord, I need this. And believe me, everybody know how to earnestly get down when it comes to wanting something. Because we done all had to get out and did a little begging for something. And when you got to do a little begging for something, you know how to, you know, put a 10 on it. And when you try to get, you need to put a 10 on it with God. Lord. And he says, sincerely, putting that 10 on it. Doing it in the mindset and the attitude where you're asking God, Lord, I need assistance with this. I'm on my knees. I'm crying. I'm tears running. Lord, I need assistance with this. I'm at my last leg here. I don't know which way to turn. I don't know what direction to go. I don't even know where. I don't know, Lord. But all I know is I need to call on you. And you earnestly, I mean, with all sincerity, giving it to God. Giving it to God. See, we're talking about how to get the essence of God in your life. How you begin to see him in your life continually and daily. See, to praise God is more than just about singing. Amen. You know, we sing to God. It's a form of praising God. But it's much deeper than just singing. We go on with this passage. It says, in the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think of these things. Amen. Amen. The act of praising God is an attitude that one develops about the God they worship. Amen. Amen. I asked earlier, how do you feel about God? See, we have to really get into the mindset of how do you feel about God? Where is God at? What pedestal do you put God at in your life? How do you visualize this God? Some people put God at a higher pedestal because they've seen God at work. They've witnessed God at work. They've seen miracles that God has done. They've been around family members and seen the way that God has got down with them family members. So these people, they adapt to this conformity of God. And they think, okay, well, I see God working. I know God can work. And so they put him on a higher pedestal. And then there's people that haven't really seen the miracles of God. And because they haven't seen these miracles, then they're thinking, well, I don't know if God really can do that. I don't really have a reason to praise God. I don't have no true concern, no desire. Because they haven't seen God working. So they fail to praise God. Because they haven't seen God in action. And I gotta tell you, unfortunately, that is the wrong mindset. Because we haven't seen God in action is a bad reason for not praising God. Because we serve God by faith. And our faith is what makes us say, I know that God will do. I know that God is capable of. I know that God can change me. I know that God can make this difference. I know that God is able. It is our faith that takes us past the seeing of God doing something into the believing that God is capable of. Does that make sense? See, because if you know that he's capable of it, your faith says he's capable of it, you don't have to see that he did it. Just because you haven't seen him do it in your life yet, that doesn't mean he's not capable of doing it for you. So that's why I say we can't take on that mindset because I ain't seen it. I ain't praising. See, that praise is about being thankful in everything that we do. To praise God is a form of thankfulness. So let's get to the heart of this. We're talking about how do we activate? How do we activate the essence? Oh, the essence of God. In God, the essence of God around us in each and everything we do. How do we activate the presence and feeling of God as we move throughout this life that we live? So you have to begin to ask yourself, in everything that we do, how do others see you? Oh, thank you. How do others see you? When people around you, when you're around others, do they see God in you? Do they hear the praises of God ringing forth from your vocals? Do you say thank you, Jesus, or praise God, or how, Lord? Is there any communication coming forth from your vocals as you're moving throughout this land that we live in? Do people acknowledge? Praise God, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Are you living a life? Are you doing the things in your life where that you know God is happy with? Are you doing these things? See, you wanna, this is about getting the essence of God, the environment of God, the attitude of God. How many times you walk by your brother at work, your sister at work, say, thank you, Jesus, praise the Lord. How often do you acknowledge God to your friends, your family? How many times have you invited them to go to church? How many times have you talked to coworkers about your relationship with God? See, all of these practices, all of the things, see, when you want to see God, the essence of God, it's about you. How do you move throughout this land? How are you moving throughout this land? How are you representing? See, the more you begin to represent God, amen, the more that you begin to represent God in your mindset, in your attitude, how you interact, when you begin to give thanks unto God. Remember I said something earlier about every step that you take, you begin to acknowledge that it's God that gave you the ability to make that step. Oh, when you go out and you begin to start up your car in the morning and you put the key in, you begin to recognize that it was God that allowed the car to start up. And you say, thank you, Jesus. When you begin to drive down that highway and you're moving throughout the highway and you're going through and you're seeing cars over here on this side and cars over there on that side, and you begin to say, thank you, Jesus, Lord, for allowing me to move through safety. Yeah. See, when you begin to move through your cabinet and you're opening up something and I need some milk this morning, and you look down and you say, I don't have no milk, but I got oatmeal. Are you saying, thank you, Jesus? See, you got to begin to acknowledge and recognize when you're moving throughout the land, this world that we live in. Are you thanking God when you woke up
and you was able to walk to your own bathroom. Was you able to say, thank you, Lord, because I walked to my own bathroom this morning. Oh, hallelujah. You see, you got to begin to recognize and acknowledge and say, thank you, Lord, for them things that you're doing daily. When you look up and your coworker, hallelujah, is saying, let's go do this. That's that admiration. And you say, I'm not doing that. See, you're giving thought and saying, I no longer do that. Why I no longer do that? Because I've got God in my life. See, you're beginning to show God. You're beginning to move with God. You're beginning to put God out there. And before you realize it, your whole life is beginning to change. And you begin to see the essence of God all around you. You begin to say, I thank the Lord for another beautiful day. It's raining like crazy out there. But I thank the Lord for another beautiful day. See, because it's beautiful to you because you're above ground.
Amen.
See, you don't understand. When you're above ground, you should be thanking God for everything. Because once you're no longer above ground, it's too late to do any thanking. Amen.
Amen.
See, you need to get your thanks in, your praises in, your hallelujahs in, your attitude in. Or right now, when you're above ground, so that God knows, that one's got to earn his heart. That one is coming to me with all faithfulness. That one is coming to me because they really sincerely desire my assistance. When you're moving throughout the land with that type of attitude, the word of God of Philippians said, in all things, think of these things. Think of these things. When you're talking about, think of these things. When you got minds, think of these things. How you move throughout this land. You got to begin to show forth, I'm a changed individual. I want to go smoke some dope. I'm not smoking no dope. I got God. I'm not going to that club. I got God. I'm not going. I'm not hanging out with them women with you tonight. That's fine. I got God. Might be a little hard. I got God. You know, I'm being real. Sometimes the temptation may be a little hard, but you got to be able to say, I got God. And that's what he said earlier. He says, you need to tell them, let the moderation be known. That I don't do that because I got God.
Amen.
It's not enough just to say I don't do it, but tell them why you don't do it.
Amen.
I got God.
Amen.
See, give God the glory, giving God the glory, giving God the praise. In everything, on one accord, every praise is to our God.
Amen.
Every praise. Every single thing we do. I remember singing it. Y'all said, man, this song's going on. And on and on. Every praise. That's right. Every praise. Everything that you get in this life. Every step that you make. You need to be praising God for. Because a lot of people can't make some steps. Amen.
Amen.
But those that can't, those that are in wheelchairs, believe me this, they praising God just the more. Because why? I am above ground. And you don't understand that right now. But as long as you are above ground, you need to be praising God. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what your circumstances look like. I don't care how bad your mind told you it looked like. You need to be praising God. Because whatever you're going through, somebody else is going through something twice as bad.
Amen.
Whether you understand it or not. Because you have not come near to being, shoot, you go to some of them countries over there in Africa, you think you're living bad. You ain't even beginning to understand what bad is about. But in everything, give praise to God. No matter what you're doing. No matter how you're living, give praise to God. No matter what your circumstances in, give praise to God. Everything. You wake up in the morning, start thanking God for it. You get up and got some clothes to put on, start thanking God for it. Got some shoes to put on, thank God for it. You make it to school on time, thank God for it. You make it back home,
Thank God for it. You ate some food in the cafeteria and it didn't kill you. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Acknowledge him. That's what he said. Give praise to God every in all things about everything. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for allowing us to share the word of God with you today.